Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 44. We're going to be talking about basic things that you need and don't need to start a studio and start recording.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing this week?
Hey, John, I'm doing awesome. Spring is here and I'm happy.
It's a little rainy right now, so.
Yeah, but, you know, April showers bring May flowers and...
all that stuff.
You've heard that before, haven't you?
I have heard that before.
That's not before your time, is it?
I don't think it's before anybody's time.
Okay,
so
good.
I think that's a timeless phrase. This week, I just kind of wanted to start a series of just some podcasts about, you know, I know there's lots of guys that just want to start out. They want, you know, either they're a songwriter or a musician who would love to start recording, love to start engineering, no matter where they're at, whether they're in, you know, just out in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois. I'm from Illinois, so I can say that. You know, if they're out in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois, all the way to, you know, just big cities, where do they, what kind of gear they need? That stuff is a little bit ambiguous at the beginning. So let's talk about, you know, a little bit of gear. Maybe they have a laptop, or, you know, something like that. Maybe a MacBook Pro, maybe a MacBook, but nothing else. You know, they have a computer, but nothing else.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me ask you, have you ever literally been in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois?
I have.
Really?
I have.
You may be the first person I know, because I've heard of that place for a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird. It's a weird sensation, especially if you're out there at night sometimes, like, because it just gets weird, because you start freaking yourself out. You know there's nothing out there.
So is that what people do in Illinois, is they stand out in the middle of a cornfield at night?
Sometimes.
We're getting way off the subject. Anyway, you were wanting to know what I thought about kind of startup.
Yeah, stuff, startup stuff. Huh? Like what gear would you need? You know, if you have a laptop, nothing else.
Well, you know, I think a misconception is that you need a ton of gear. Back in the day, you did need a ton of gear, that's for sure. But, I mean, most computers come with recording software.
That's
true. It's really not anything that that you'd need to go and spend a ton of money on just to get started. Mm-hmm. I would say your money would be better spent, you know, learning to use this stuff. Because, I mean, I know you well enough that if I handed you the most elementary recording software that there was. Well, I mean, let's just say GarageBand, and I said, I need for you to record a song that we're going to release to a radio tomorrow. You would make it sound good because you know how to do the stuff, right?
Right.
So I would say you're better to learn how to use the stuff instead of going and buying a lot of stuff that you think might, you know,
enhance it.
It's some conversations that we've had on Mixed Coach and Mixed Coach Member before, where, you know, guys have been convinced that they needed to do something like summing in order for their mixes to sound commercial.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I hope this is not a surprise to you, but I've summed maybe two times, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and I've made, you know, nobody complains that, you know, that I didn't sum my mixes.
So that they don't sound
commercial. I wanted to just let them know that you don't have to buy a bunch of stuff. I mean, it is addictive once you get into buying vintage microphones and buying boutique preamps and things like that. It is addictive, but it's an illness that needs to come later in the game when you've made enough money mixing and stuff to buy that kind of stuff. But, you know, just the basic stuff. I mean, a Mac comes with GarageBand, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that the Black Eyed Peas did a whole record on GarageBand.
I have no idea.
Maybe we can confirm that. Maybe some of you listeners can help me confirm that, or at least tell me why that is on my mind and why I think people told me that. But anyway, PCs come with software, I think. Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is.
Mm-hmm. I think they come with some sort of a Windows Media thing.
Yeah, where you can record stuff. So you don't need that much. I mean, you could literally can record what you need with just that. Outside stuff. But, you know, as you get into it, you kind of long for more professional features that you may not find in GarageBand or Windows Media or whatever they use. But, you know, there's a lot of good software out now. I mean, Pro Tools, of course, is my go-to because I live in a city, Nashville, that Pro Tools is the standard, but I find myself wishing that MixBus would become the standard, because MixBus is, I mean, honest to goodness, for that software to be priced the way it is, so I don't know exactly what the price is, but I'm thinking it's under $100.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know, beat me up too bad if that's not true, but I have had the opportunity to listen to stuff in Pro Tools and then listen to stuff in MixBus. And when you pull it up in MixBus, it just sounds better for some reason. I can't explain it. But, you know, let's see. Reason has some recording software now.
Mm-hmm.
Ableton I use on a weekly basis. That's a fantastic recording software, and it's more kind of beat driven, to where, you know, you want to drop a loop in there or slow a song down on the fly, or you know,
play a lot of people use that live too.
Ableton?
Yeah, Ableton.
Yeah, that's how I use it. At my church, I lead the band, and I've got things like my click tracks in there, not the one that's in Ableton, because it will absolutely makes you want to hurt yourself after about, you know, three sets of listening to it. So I've got my own MPC click, you know, the little pop that came with MPC players.
Yeah.
I've got that in there, and I've even got audible voice counts on it and things like that. And that would be hard to do, and for it to scale the way this has, if it was Pro Tools or another, you know, just straight out of the box DAW. So, you know, I use Live for that, and it's fantastic. But a lot of people use Logic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be honest with you. I do not understand Logic. Maybe I've just been, you know, I used to use DP a lot.
Yep.
And there's a lot of similarities between DP and Pro Tools and MixBus and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm sure there is in Logic, but I've just never had enough time to sit down and try to learn Logic. I know it's got great sounds and stuff, but do you?
I've had a little bit of experience with Logic, and Logic is. It's getting there. I feel like it's you almost, the only thing that I can't do very well in it is a lot of editing. If I had to, you know, its comping is good. It's, you know, it works well that way. It works well in the mix, almost the same as Pro Tools does, kind of in the mix side of things. But as far as editing goes, Pro Tools is kind of what I know, and that's, you know, I never quite figured it out in Logic. So,
well, I know there's a lot of guys on the forum that use Logic, and they love it. And a lot of people even use Logic and MixBus, and they use MixBus as a summing amp.
Nice.
That's how good MixBus sounds, that people would want to mix in Logic and then to run it through MixBus so it'll sound better.
Yeah, just so it'll sound right.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like, well, just, you know, do it in MixBus.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, honestly, you know, just to see what it would sound like, just A-B it between, you know, what you bounced out of Logic or Pro Tools, and then find out what that would sound like inside of MixBus.
Well, I mean, MixBus does offer a free trial.
That's cool.
So you should, we'll put some notes down at the bottom of this in the show notes where they can download a free trial of it.
Great. Well, I think we covered kind of DAWs and things like that. Next week, let's cover some more physical things, maybe just kind of what you need, you know, physically, what mics and things like that.
Okay.
So anyway, so next week we'll cover that. See you then.
Hey, if you want to be a part of a great community, we have the answer for you. It is mixcoachmember.com. There is an active, very active forum, and it's just full of helpful guys that want to listen to your mix, who want to learn from you, and who want to teach you how to run a studio, how to use plugins, how to do just about everything you can think of. So do yourself a favor and just, even if it's for a month, sign up for Mix Coach Member and just check it out.